LGBT Family and Games Community Podcast. My name is James. Most likely, Hella will join us in a bit. But until then, we're going to jump right in and pull up some of the topics that were submitted in the podcast channel on the LFG Discord. The first submission is from Jolly, and this is about NHL players opting out of Pride events. So let's give this a share real quick. Share screen. As NHL teams, players opt out of Pride Night events, concerns grow around league's commitment to change. Players are refusing Pride jerseys as hockey faces reckoning over toxic culture in the sport. So I think, unfortunately, with some sports types, sporting events and some athletes, there's going to be a lot of toxic masculinity and people that just are not prepared to accept people in the LGBT community. It is concerning that those individuals are opting out of those things. I personally am not a fan of forcing somebody to be a supporter, right? I can't force somebody to agree with us and agree with our lifestyle and things like that. I can hope that they would learn to be somewhat accepting and see us for who we are. But David Palumbo, the chair of You Can Play Boards, isn't cutting the league any slack for its handling of the situation, but he doesn't want to take away from the progress he's seen, including the fact that most players participate in Pride Night events. A social media video by the club, Florida Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk, says everyone is welcome at Panthers games and in the locker room. This was on the same day that Canadian brothers Eric and Mark Saul refused to wear the team's Pride jersey, citing their religion. So unfortunately, if somebody has religious beliefs and they've had that drilled in their head from a young age, you're not going to change that overnight. It's just something that unfortunately we have to deal with, right, as a community. But hopefully they at some point will meet somebody who is LGBT in their lives and get a chance to know them and understand who they are and that they don't have any ill intent towards them and are able to make a connection that somewhat changes their mind about things. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Hey, Jolly, welcome in. Looks like there were two players in Canada that decided to opt out of the Pride Night in Canada. Can't stop that from happening, unfortunately. Hopefully they get to know somebody who's gay or perhaps in another part of the LGBT community and understand that they're human and they're just here trying to live their lives just like anybody else. Oh, we have Jolly calling in. Hey, Jolly, welcome to the LGBT Family and Games Community Podcast. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So you said you wanted to comment about one of the topics. Which topic were you interested in speaking up about?
Voter rights in the UK.
Sure. Let me pull up this article real quick that you had sent in on the Discord. So we can see this. So it says UK's new voter ID law, UK's new voter ID law, what trans and non-binary people need to know.
I personally put this in because I have a friend who lives there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have they said anything about this particular law?
I don't know. I haven't asked them just yet.
Okay. So it says here under the Elections Act, people must present a photo ID from a list of acceptable documents to vote in person across the UK. LGBTQ plus people, especially trans and non-binary folks, face barriers in having suitable photo ID. The UK's new voter ID law has sparked fears that trans and non-binary people could become disenfranchised, but there are ways to cast your vote without a photo ID. It sounds like the new law is requiring a voter ID that may or may not have some type of photograph or gender identity listed. And that can be problematic if somebody is trans or non-binary and they're not presenting as the gender that might be on the ID. There are concerns that many may not even make it to polling station either because they don't have a valid ID or because they aren't comfortable producing it. Accepted forms of ID, including a passport, driving license, biometric immigration document, or pass card. LGBTQ people are 3 times more likely than the general population to be without usable photo ID, at least 12% and 4% respectively, according to the 2021 Stonewall and LGBT Foundation report. The concern is whether the photo ID looks like them as they do at that moment or about the gender markers. The people in polling stations are not going to be checking those, but I could understand that people might have concerns about that. So I can understand this being challenging for people that are gender nonconforming and that identify as a different gender than is on their particular ID, that they might not be able to actually vote in a situation like that. Personally, I think the whole point of an ID is to help you identify that person as who they are. So if somebody is presenting as a gender that is not on their driver's license, wouldn't that be problematic? So can we use a little bit of common sense here to get to the point that, like, it would make sense to be able to identify that person as who they are instead of having a driver's license or something that's 5 years old, and meanwhile that person looks nothing like the person that's on the driver's license because they've changed so much since then. So I think some of this really should come down to some common sense, where the people that are gender nonconforming can at least be represented on their driver's license as who they are showing the world. Yeah, thank you for chiming in on that. Let's see. There's another topic from Ross, but this was about Canada, and he is the expert on that particular subject, so I'm going to hold off on that. There was another one about Disney, and we talked about Disney and Ron DeSantis and the whole like development agreement thing that happened. And I wanted to bring this up because I feel like this is hilarious, and it really comes back to how Disney will think 5-10 steps ahead. Share this. But this week on Twitter is trending, Disney was trending, and basically what they did was, before the state appointed their own board of governance over this Reedy Creek Improvement District that Disney's a part of in Florida, the old board of directors signed a last minute agreement with Disney that gave them a lot of leeway for their development efforts. So they do all the projects that they want to do in the next 5-10 years or longer. But the best part, the absolute best part of these agreements was the King Charles clause. So basically, they said this declaration shall be deemed effective as of the effective date, so meaning the day that they sign it, and continue to be effective in perpetuity unless all or certain portions of the provisions of this declaration are expressly terminated as provided elsewhere herein. Provided, however, that if the perpetual term of this declaration is deemed to violate the, quote, rule against perpetuities, or any similar law or rule, this declaration shall continue in effect until 21 years after the death of the last survivor of the descendants of King Charles III, King of England, living as of this date of this declaration. So they basically say this will last in perpetuity, meaning forever. But if that's not legal, we're going to say that it lasts until 21 years after the last descendant of King Charles III, King of England, dies. Which really kicks it to Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature for some of the things that they did. Even better was how soon this happened, how early on this happened. This agreement between Disney and the old Reedy Creek board recorded with the Orange County Comptroller on February 9th, the day before the Florida legislature passed the bill altering the district, and 18 days before Ron DeSantis signed it into law. And on top of all of that, it was posted on the Orange County website. So the county that Disney had to file this with, it has been on their website ever since. And it's been about 10 months ago. So Twitter blew up over this. They had some choice responses. Yep, Mickey Mouse flicking off Ron DeSantis. And they also shared a bunch of information about some of the improvements that Disney wants to make in their development area, adding 14,000 different keys for hotels, 14,000 different hotel rooms, 150,000 square feet of office space, a million square feet of retail and restaurants, another major theme park and theme park entrance. They have plans, obviously, to continue developing the area and doing what they do, but they didn't want to let Ron DeSantis drag them down. And Disney, I think what a lot of people have to remember is Disney is famous for circumventing laws. So copyright law is a thing that normally would allow the Disney characters like Mickey Mouse and things like that to fall into the Creative Commons. After a certain amount of time, when the creator dies, that eventually becomes public domain or part of Creative Commons where people can use those characters and those likenesses. The problem is Disney figured out a way to circumvent all of that by allowing the company to own the rights to those characters and therefore continuing to keep them under copyright. And they put things in their vault and things like that over time. And they do a bunch of different things to perpetuate their copyright on characters like Mickey and Minnie and all the different characters that they have. It doesn't surprise me that they would have some other thing up their sleeve to combat Ron DeSantis power play. I got a kick out of this. I know there probably is a limitation to what they can do because this was done all right before they knew that they were losing their oversight over that area. So it might not be enforceable. And a judge will probably rule against Ron DeSantis in this, or rule against Disney in this and in favor of Ron DeSantis. But it's funny nonetheless. It was a valiant effort. Another thing in the news that was on Twitter that I think everybody should be aware of is the Restrict Act. I'm going to play a quick video going through this. This video is about the Restrict Act, which is basically an effort for the United States government to ban TikTok. This is the vehicle that they're using to try to do that. The problem is that it has a lot more to it than just banning TikTok. It actually can encroach on our rights and incorporate things like criminal consequences for using a VPN to access anything that's been banned by the U.S. government. So to me, this reeks of censorship and overreach by the government. And I think this particular video was really well worded.
I've been reading the new Restrict Act, aka Senate Bill 686, aka the TikTok ban. And this is a lot worse than I had actually thought it was going to be. You can grab the text yourself from congress.gov, but basically they can't allow themselves to have access to your home network. That's because this bill also covers wireless local area networks, mobile networks, satellite payloads, satellite operations and control, cable access points, wireline access points, core networking systems, long, short, and backhaul networks, or edge computer platforms.
But whoop-de-doo, Basil, what does that mean without the gig speak? Everything. Everything. Everything coming into your house beyond the demarcation point. Everything in my house. They have access to with this law.
They will also have access to any service with greater than 1 million persons, including internet hosting services, cloud-based or distributed computing and data storage, machine learning, predictive analytics and data science products and services, managed services and content delivery service. Oh, wait, desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, web-based applications, all of these, it's covered.
Your Xbox Live, your PlayStation Network, your Nintendo Switch, everything, your Steam Market, my Twitch, all of it. But by all means, you keep telling me that a VPN or Tor or I2P is going to matter when we're talking about 20 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, and you can't access all the rest of the infrastructure because they got it covered A to Z. Contact your politicians. This is a blatant violation of our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in addition to the constitutional rights.
Is absolutely true. It's all in that bill. And I'm going to play one more clip to just show how important this is, because I don't agree with this man on anything usually, because I think that he blows a lot of things out of proportion. But here is Tucker Carlson talking about this as well. And then once We're done listening to Tucker.
So one of the bills that would ban TikTok is being pushed, as we said, by senators in both parties. It's called the Restrict Act. Mark Warner of Virginia and John Thune of South Dakota, Democrat and Republican, introduced this legislation. Now, the bill is ostensibly about protecting American national security and ending, quote, foreign adversaries from interfering in our elections through apps like TikTok. Because, of course, election interference by Twitter and Facebook is no problem at all. But election interference from TikTok is totally unacceptable. Okay. But in reality, and you should know this if you're opposed to TikTok, as we are, this bill isn't really about banning TikTok. It's never about what they say it is. Instead, this bill would give enormous and terrifying new powers to the federal government to punish American citizens and regulate how they communicate with one another. For example, the bill would regulate, quote, certain transactions between persons in the United States and foreign adversaries. Now, what's a foreign adversary and who gets to decide? Oh, well, the Secretary of Commerce and the DNI, not the Congress, get to decide what foreign adversaries are. Well, that ought to trip a switch in your brain. And then the transactions with foreign adversaries would include, quote, any acquisition, importation, transfer, installation, dealing in, or use of any information and communications technology product or service, including ongoing activities such as mandated services, data transmission, software updates, repairs, or the provision of data hosting services. Well, that's pretty broad. Under this bill, if you engage in any of that with a so-called foreign adversary, as determined by, in this case, the Biden administration, that would allow the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, and the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, to decide whether you're acting in the, quote, interest of a foreign adversary. Again, that's another term that the executive branch, the Secretary of Commerce, gets to define without the interference of Congress. So if the Biden administration decides that you're doing this, then the Secretary of Commerce can then enforce, quote, any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction with any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. These covered transactions can involve, quote, current, past, or potential future transactions. And the mitigation measures include, but are not limited to, throwing American citizens in prison for 20 years. Think about that for a minute. So you would be allowing the executive branch, the Biden administration, to regulate speech on the internet. And if you are somehow involved with a, quote, foreign adversary, or let's say you oppose the war against Russia, you go to prison for 20 years. So this isn't about banning TikTok. This is about introducing flat out totalitarianism into our system. Now, just because TikTok is so unappealing, just because it's a creepy, low IQ Chinese plot designed to make our kids trans, and it is, that does not mean that the people trying to ban TikTok have your interests in mind.
So he takes it to an extreme, as always, and he tries to make it very political that this is a Biden administration thing. And in this case, I don't mind, because if he's pointing out that this is clearly an overreach from the government where it gives them so much power to view traffic on all of the devices that were listed out in that previous video and what he mentioned on here, more people should be up in arms about it. But the problem is, like, the big thing that they're focusing on is how TikTok is damaging to kids, and it's, quote, what Tucker Carlson said, quote, turning people trans. It's fear-mongering to get them to be able to sign this bill. And the problem is VPNs are currently, like, the one way to guarantee your privacy on the internet. And by banning VPNs, basically, which this bill all but does, it creates a massive opening for overreach of the government, where they can literally, to his point, label something as an improper use and then either fine somebody or throw them in jail or get rid of a complete website or communication platform that people use because maybe there's a lobbyist from another tech company that was born in the United States saying that it deserves a chance and this other one's bad, whatever might happen. There's a lot of potential for this to be abused. So yeah, that is the Restrict Act in a nutshell. It's very concerning. Very far-reaching as well. Another thing that happened recently, I just saw this 2 days ago, I think yesterday or the day before, E3 has been canceled, which is a big gaming conference. And usually it's in, I know it's in California, but it was canceled. It was struggling because of the pandemic. They started trying to do some stuff virtually. And some of the bigger publishers like Nintendo, and they were doing their own online things during that time. And they figured out that they can reach their audience directly that way. And they don't have to spend a bunch of money on a conference. So they actually decided to pull out of that conference. Well, they didn't have enough interest in the conference. It is now defunct. They've canceled it this year. I don't know if it'll be back. Most likely not, just because if the game publishers are not willing to do the conference, then they don't really have anything. There's not much to do in a conference when you don't have like new games to announce and things like that. That's fine, Jolly. For now, I'm just going to hold off on adding you just because I have a special guest coming on. So we're going to talk to the special guest. Hey, Scythe629. Welcome to the LGBT Family and Games Community Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was looking up for a couple other topics to round out the rest of this episode of the podcast when you sent me a DM, and I thought I'd bring you in. Because half of the topics I was looking up were April Fool's jokes. I pulled up an article about there being a Ghostbuster game that got scrapped, but new footage and playable content was released. Nope, April Fool's at the bottom of the article.
Oh my gosh. I know there's shit going on with the Opera GX manager, the marketing Twitter. The person who runs the Opera GX Twitter account got fired, apparently. But people aren't sure if it's an April Fool's joke or not.
Yeah,
it's everyone hard apparently to really liked them.
Yep, it's hard to believe whether or not that's what's happening or not. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Good to be here.
You guess?
I don't know. I've never done stuff like this before.
Let's talk about your favorite subject, which is Paladins, right? It's like your favorite game.
It's my favorite like multiplayer online game, I guess. Like my favorite game of all time is Sly Cooper 2 and Metroid Fusion. They're both my favorite game. I can't choose, so I won't. But right now I do play in some Paladins.
You claim that Paladins is better than Overwatch, which is categorically incorrect.
Yeah, I do. I have 5 or 6 reasons that I'm working on making videos for. I've just only made 3 of them because I'm lazy.
Yeah, see, people can actually make videos about Overwatch and get through all 5 of them.
You know what? Listen, I'm just lazy, okay?
I'm James.
Shut up. I will give it to you there, though. People could make videos about Overwatch and more than 5 people would see them, which is fair, but...
Yeah. There you go. So for anybody who doesn't know, Scythe is part of a now somewhat defunct content team in LFG. It's really sad. I would love to bring that back. And part of us doing more of the podcast is so that we can bring things like that back. And he's eating on the podcast right now. If you're listening, you can't see this. But when you watch the YouTube video, you'll be able to see that he's shoving a giant muffin in his mouth. And now he's laughing.
Am I allowed?
We do have a list of etiquette things, which are like, please don't eat on the podcast. You're allowed to, as long as you're not like noisy about it, smacking your food.
It's no ASMR. Got it.
But anyway, Scythe is a Twitch streamer, content creator on YouTube, and general bad game playing person.
Yes.
I play what makes
me happy.
Do you have any other games like on your radar recently, or is it mainly Paladins? Or
right now, Dead by Daylight is going through some security issues. People are getting DDoS. Did I say Paladins or Dead by Daylight?
You said Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight. Yeah, Dead by Daylight's having security issues. So typically, I do play that a lot, but not recently because of those security issues. Otherwise, I've been playing games like I'm playing Plate Up and Sea of Thieves a bit. Those are very fun. Plate Up is just fun. I like the mechanicalization of it, how you can get everything so well strategized. It's very...
What is that game?
I like that stuff. It's like Overcooked.
Okay, similar
to Overcooked, but like it's just a bit... You can actually customize your kitchen and like there are items that you can unlock pretty much.
Oh, cool.
It's just, yeah, I like it. It's very fun.
I saw something that for some reason reminded me of that game, but it has nothing to do with that game. I don't know if it's out yet or if it's new... But it was a game where you're in space and you're like managing your resources.
I know what you're talking about. Is it the one where we have to build stuff in space or go out and fix like satellites and stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. I just know that you have like finite resources in your little space thing, and you're supposed to like, I don't know, make things that recycle water or some shit. Space game. Oh, that was a
joke. Do space games exist?
That was a really
good Subnautica is a space game.
I've never gotten into Subnautica.
Oh, that's like my second favorite game.
Yeah, I watched you and plenty of other people play that game. I think it looks very nice. I'm not very, I don't like survival games. I'm not good at them. Like, I will play them for 10, 20 minutes. Okay, I'm done.
No, felt. I know Minecraft is something that I love it until I hate it, and then I hate it for like 7 months, and then I'll love it again for a month. And then, but Subnautica, I don't know, I really liked it. It was nice because it wasn't endless, and I did like that in a sense. It does have a story that you can play, and does have an ending to it. I'm in a dorm room. No, oh my gosh. This dude at 8 a.m. was blasting his crappy SoundCloud rap music in the shower. And the showers are like right across from my dorm room. So of course I hear it. And right now he's blasting some sort of heavy metal while showering again. I don't know. On one hand, I'm glad people are showering. But on the other hand, I don't want to listen to your music, especially when I'm trying to do my business.
In your dorm, is it like a community shower or is it like?
Yeah. It's not like, we do have like stalls. So it's not like we're all like out in the open, but it's like everyone uses two showers. Everyone on the floor shares two showers, although not two, because there's this bathroom and then the other side of the floor, there's this bathroom. So half the floor shares two showers. But yeah.
Got it. Yeah. In my dorm, there were two bathrooms on each floor like that. And each bathroom had five shower stalls and four or five toilets. And funny story.
Oh.
Somebody thought that they could put a watermelon down the drain of the shower. And nice. It ended very badly.
I'm sure. Something similar has happened. I think it's happened on accident, though, where somehow a roll of toilet paper will end up in, like, the toilet bowl. I think it honestly fell in there because, like, there's where the thing that holds the toilet paper and, like, sometimes will balance, like, a small roll on it, I guess, and that can fall over. Which is understandable, but still, yeah.
So Jolly from chat says Minecraft is probably not going to be around for long. And I'm curious, what do you mean by that, Jolly? Fill us in on...
How do I access this chat?
There's a bubble in the bottom right.
I see. Hi, Jolly. Minecraft is not going to be around for long. So pretty much Minecraft is actually turning, I think, 18. They're getting ready to like move out and go on their own. So I think that's what Jolly might be talking about. I think Minecraft is getting a job in finances. So yeah, they're just moving on with their life.
Okay. That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Scythe is over here stuffing a muffin in his face.
This is a different muffin. It comes in a two-pack.
Okay. Because that makes it so much better. This is bisexual or not. I don't know if it's bisexual or pansexual.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I like the flag colors better, honestly. That's the main reason why I chose when I was in like 8th grade.
Don't knock it till you try it. But tell us about yourself. What are your goals with content creation? What are you going to school for?
Right now,
Scythe tick.
Oh, okay. Right now, I am in school for theater. I'm a theater major, which is great. And I'm a minor in marketing, which is also funsies. I'm also a licensed nail tech, which is also funsies. Because fun fact about working in performing arts is that you don't get paid to audition. So if you want to, I don't know, eat food, like not sleep on a street, and do things, typically you need money for that. So what I decided is that I also do like nails. I'm very passionate about nails. YouTube will get a shot of my nails here. It won't focus, but there. We got pastel green and pastel lavender pretty much. Anyways, though, but yeah, so the nail technician stuff is a way for me to pay for myself and support myself while I'm auditioning in the future. And then also content creation has just become a fun hobby of mine. It's something I've really always wanted to do my entire life. I just never really had a viable method of editing and creating videos because I never really had a good laptop or computer setup, and now I do, which is nice. And yeah, I'm just working on it being a what?
You
got something to say about my setup?
Your first setup was rough.
Yeah, no, we're still partially using her. My setup right now is still rough, not gonna lie, but we're working on it. I'm moving back and forth between college and stuff, so I'm not really interested in getting like a big beefy desktop yet until I'm like moved out and stationary.
But you were on Surface, right?
Yeah, no, I was gaming and streaming at the same time off of a Microsoft Surface Pro. And now I have it, so I have a gaming laptop, which has been serving me great. I have that plugged into a capture card, and then the capture card is plugged into the Surface Pro. So I game on the gaming laptop and I stream and upload stuff on the Surface Pro. So she's getting a bit of a break. And maybe once I get a desktop, a big computer, finally the Surface Pro will be able to retire and will actually just be used only for Word documents like it was designed.
Yeah, those computers, I wanted to really like the Microsoft computers. I thought that they would be like at the same quality of MacBook, right? So I actually had been buying Razer laptops for the longest time. And they're really great little laptops. The problem is like the battery will die after a year. They'll just like puff up, and then where they're located is right underneath the trackpad. So then the trackpad becomes warped. So you can't really use the trackpad anymore. So I was getting warranties on my Razer laptops though. Razer laptop, I got a warranty through the Microsoft store and they were like, here's a gift card. We're closing down the Microsoft store. We don't want to see you again. Just use this Visa gift card on whatever you want. So I decided, I was like, look, they did me a solid, even though they're closing their stores, I'm going to get like the nice Microsoft. I got the Surface Book, which it's supposed to have, a GTX 2060 or something like that in it. It was a decent graphics card.
Yeah.
It was a decent graphics card. But I was at 100 CPU usage and 100% memory usage running Discord.
Oh my.
And it was like a 16 or 32 gigabyte RAM Intel Core i7 laptop. It was a $3,000 laptop that couldn't run Discord and Chrome at the same time.
Damn. Not gonna lie, my laptop's fans just kicked in.
So I returned it, right? And I ended up getting another Razer, which again had the same freaking problem where it blew up on me again.
Dang.
Every Razer.
Yeah, gaming laptops have a very bad rap because they're usually not good, and they're not like, gaming isn't designed to be done on a laptop at this point, and it sucks. But I got mine refurbished. She's working well. She's existing. She's live, left, loving. I have a faux desktop with her. I have her plugged into a monitor. So I'm just hoping she holds out.
Yeah, I used to do that. I have two external monitors. I would always plug in two on my laptop. So I'd have three monitors. So now I'm down to two monitors because I got a desktop finally.
Oh, you poor thing.
It sucks. Oh,
you poor baby.
I miss my third monitor. Look, you have three monitors. You have your laptop, you have your monitor, and then you have your
Surface, I just have my
paperweight.
Okay, my thing is, I know a big thing with gaming laptops is that they heat. You have a battery. Jelly has had a battery explode in a phone. Was it that Samsung one that was trying to like last for 72 hours or something, and they were exploding? Was that it, Jolly? But I have my laptop, and I have it like unfolded, because I know a big issue with gaming laptops is that they just overheat. They have really bad heat dispersion. So I have mine like unfolded, facing upwards, so like the heat is just able to release everywhere, and I have the screen turned off, so literally it's just like it's producing the image. So I'm trying to longevity here. We're trying to make her last. So yeah, I'm taking care of her, I think. And also I have a Lenovo IdeaPad, and it has the software that makes it so you can only fill up the battery a certain percentage. So my battery is only at 60% like always. It doesn't like charge past that unless I
when you're plugged
set
in.
It to which apparently yeah we want and it's always plugged in, but yeah. And yeah, apparently I'm guessing that's going to help something, but my laptop still will only have about an hour and a half of battery life when I take it off of that. If I fully charge it, it's really interesting. But I use it as a desktop, so I don't need that battery life too much.
So you're not using like that one for school? That's just for
gaming. No, my Surface Pro is being used. She's doing double duty, school and streaming.
Nice.
And she's still killing it. Her battery is definitely shot. Her battery is not what it used to be, but it works for what I need it, so... It was an S8 Plus Samsung phone exploded. Nice. We love explosions.
So what are your plans content-wise? Like, from a content creator standpoint, or what are your goals? Are you trying to grow a lot more? I know you're big on TikTok.
Yet. I don't know, honestly. At this point, TikTok's been trying to get banned like 7 times. I'm just going to see whatever happens. I'll probably move to YouTube Shorts if it does. I don't know. I do just want to get like a bigger platform. I don't want to be like, I would love to be like crazy, crazy famous, of course, but I do want that sort of fame and popularity, mainly because I just like the opportunities that can. I really, right now, I'm aiming to just get a solid supplemental income going so I can have some more income when I'm living on my own in the future. I'm seeing this as my side hustle almost. It's also just a fun hobby for me. I like getting to know people. I like getting to know different communities. And I like just a big part of it, honestly, that I've realized is that video games have been the one thing I've been passionate about my entire life. I've loved video games pretty much my entire life. So this is a way that I can really like hone in on that passion. And besides just playing them, I can go beyond it. And it's something fun for me to do. And I like that about it. So yeah, it's a fun hobby that I can potentially gain some money from and some popularity from, which I think is just all around something that's very fun and dandy and coolio.
I don't know if it's the same for you, but for me, video games have always been like my escape from the stresses that I have in life, right? If I have a rough day at work, I want to play a video game. It helps me like wipe my brain.
Yeah. There is definitely that mentality too, but honestly, sometimes video games definitely can stress you out even more, so you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not even I use them as a de-stressor. I have fun playing them, so I like to do them. So, I don't know. If anything you have fun you like doing, you would do it. And I like doing things that are fun. And I don't know. I'm not talking about anything anymore. But moving on to my life motto. This is actually a phrase that I live by, is that you should do whatever you need to do to be happy so long as you're not hurting anyone else. And
okay, cool.
That's what I do. And yeah, and that's how I live. It's fun and dandy. And like, a big thing that I know my generation has is like a mentality of we want to live our lives now, not when we're 60. And I go into that world, not in such of a big grand way. I'm just like, ayo, I want to have fun every moment of every day, even if it's a small amount. I just want to be enjoying myself as much as possible. And sometimes we get into a mentality of, hey, Trevor, you're not letting yourself be sad. Being sad is important. We watched Inside Out. We learned that. But yeah, That's not what we're getting into today.
So with that mentality, why are you still playing Paladins instead of Overwatch?
It's because I like it a lot. And okay, a big thing is I'm just a stubborn mule at this point. I just refuse to play Overwatch because I don't want to support Blizzard. That's a big thing. But also, okay, I am a healer main. I'm a support main. And Paladins has a good, I don't know exactly off the top of my head, but I know they have more healers than Overwatch. Overwatch has 8, right?
So I feel like you need to concede on one thing. Overwatch or League? Pick one of them. But I'm going to challenge you to play one of them.
Well, I have played League of Legends like once or twice.
You just sucked at it and gave up? What the hell?
I was like 13 and my computer couldn't, my freaking Dell laptop couldn't run it.
And then it was a flamed Toshiba, by everybody on there?
I don't even know. I didn't get flamed because I was like, I'm not having fun with this. It's taking too long. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to quit. Because I figured it was a bot match because it was like one of my first matches. But apparently you play against bots and you play with people. And I didn't know that, so I abandoned my team. So I'm guessing I got flame for it. I don't know. I played as Anivia. I really did like her, though.
Anivia is interesting. I'm surprised that you remember the champions character.
Yeah, I don't know. That name just always stuck with me. I really liked her design. I don't know.
Yeah, she's
Articuno.
Pretty.
That's why. She reminded me of Articuno. And Articuno is my favorite of the 3 legendary birds because I like really big wings. Some people like boobs. Some people like butts. I like wings.
So League has 163 champions.
Oh, my. My brother, oh my gosh, he always loved playing. Was it Fiddlesticks?
Fiddlesticks is fun. He's like the dude that like
the scarecrow dude.
Scarecrow dude in the bushes, and he jumps out.
Yeah, League is just interesting. I know there's a big thing with. I know the League community is a community, and I know just a big way to enjoy League is you have to play it with people. But both my older brothers were obsessed with League in our like teenage years, and like I just saw them like. Every free moment they had, they were playing League of Legends on their laptops. And like I never saw them at some points because they were just in their rooms. And I was like, no, not
me. I got into League very late. I only got into League because of... So when I used to game before Discord, before LFG was a thing, I would always play solo player games. So I would be Final Fantasy, Harvest Moon, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, felt.
Zelda. Those were my kind of games. Primarily Final Fantasy. I started playing Final Fantasy 14. I got invited to Discord. And then I created a Discord. And ever since then, it was like... Because I used to always play on PlayStation. And it's different playing on PlayStation than it is on PC. And once I owned a Discord, I ended up buying a PC and started PC gaming, which was... Like, I basically had to go back to preschool on gaming. Because mouse and keyboard is completely different than controller. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap. I remember that. I was always a console gamer. We had Xbox. We had all of them. And the PS3. I'll give that a mention. But yeah, we had all of them. We still have, actually. We still have our Nintendo 64. I've made sure that has stuck. We have an N64 and a GameCube and a PS2 and a PS3 back at the home. And those are never going away. But yeah, so mainly at this point, though, I was mainly only having a Switch. And that was pretty much it. And I eventually did make the swap to PC with my Surface Pro. And somehow she was able to... She wasn't able to run Dead by Daylight. I didn't play her on. I didn't play Dead by Daylight with her.
You opened
I tried
it once.
And it didn't work. Yeah,
yeah, you like opened it once.
It would function, but it was definitely not the best experience. But then I also played it on. It was between Surface Pro Dead by Daylight or Nintendo Switch Dead by Daylight. But still, moving from controller to console, no, from controller to keyboard was definitely a big change. I remember that was a really big hurdle to get through. Like,
I felt like you had to.
Yeah, and you had to, your fingers would get sore.
I was like, I don't know what to do. I actually bought this thing. I'm going to share it on here. It's called...
Oh, my. Before that, like, my only PC gaming experience really was, like, Flash games and Wizard 101.
Oh, I can go. Wait. Okay. Put a pin in that
go
for
into
just
the Wizard 101
seconds.
Saga. Yeah.
Put in that for 2 seconds. I'm going to share. This is what I got as my transition thing between console gaming and PC gaming. It's called the Razer Tartarus, but it's basically like its own side keyboard. And it has a joystick on it. So it helped me because I wasn't used to the WASD movement.
WASD.
Yeah, the WASD WASD movement on keyboard. So I would have to create all these keybinds on this thing to make it work. But it actually helped me. And for the longest time, that was all I was playing with. But then it started... Because it got old after a couple years and the joystick started sticking. And so then I was moving in like towards enemies on Final Fantasy 14 or dying for stupid reasons. So I finally got myself to play like actual mouse and keyboard, and now I'll never go back.
Nice.
It's just all.
I can definitely attest to that a bit in the keybinds and stuff. Because I feel like since I transitioned, like I didn't know that. E is always usually default your inventory, or I is your inventory. There are all these like defaults with mouse and keyboard that I wasn't aware of. So I just keybind to whatever I feel comfortable. A big thing, I use my mouse. Like in Paladins, when I'm playing that, the only keyboard keys I use are like for my ultimate and to move around. Like my mouse wheel, my side buttons, all of those are all my abilities. And like, I don't know, that's just apparently not the norm, but I love it. It's so nice. So yeah, I think you can get creative with stuff sometimes when you have that different approach to.
This one only has the two side keys, but I actually don't have these key bound. But I had a mouse that had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh my.
It was like 8 or 12 different keys on it. And it was actually really helpful for Final Fantasy because that game.
Wow.
Is intense. So hard to play that game because there's so many different moves that you do as each different type of character or different.
Are you talking about the
class.
MMO?
Yeah, the MMO.
Gotcha. And I've never given that a shot. All I know about Final Fantasy is that Cloud and Sephiroth are hot and Tifa exists.
The best Final Fantasy, in my opinion, is Final Fantasy
Kingdom Hearts.
No.
Oh.
Kingdom Hearts is really good, but Final Fantasy IX, I think, is one of the most underrated Final Fantasies ever. It was released when the PlayStation 2 came out. It was released as a PlayStation 1 game, so it didn't get a lot of purchases because people were buying PlayStation 2 games by then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a good game. It has such a cute story that it's, I don't know. I think that one's worth a try, even though the graphics really suck. I wish they would remake it. Final Fantasy VII was phenomenal. And 10 was also really awesome. That was the first one on PlayStation 2. But yeah, the MMO is really great. It's just, it becomes too much sometimes when you have so many different keys. And actually, I finally found a thing that'll keybind like multiple abilities. So I can actually use a regular keyboard now instead of having a bunch of keybinds to like figure things out. But like on a controller, like when I was playing that on PlayStation, like you'd have to hold down a button to release another like hot button. It got too much.
Yeah. Understandable, absolutely.
So tell me about Wizards.
Wizard 101. Oh my gosh. So it starts way back. It's the reason my favorite color is green, actually. So it starts way back when I was like 8 to 10-ish. My brothers were like, dude, you gotta check out this game. It's so cool. And yeah, and Wizard 101, fun. And I freaking loved it because I like magic and stuff. And I took the tests that they make you take. And I was apparently, I think I got a myth wizard the first time, but I don't know. I somehow messed up, blah, blah, blah. I tried again and I ended up getting a life wizard. And the life wizard's school colors are green and brown. And I was like, if I'm going to be a life wizard, I have to like these colors. So then green became my favorite color and it genuinely became it. And now like sea green is my favorite color. It grew from that, which is nice. But yeah, I played it. And then Wizard 101 has a paywall like shortly in. And eventually, I think we did get our mom to give us subscriptions to it at one point, but then we eventually just lost interest. And I finally was able to get back into it with my adult money like a couple years ago when I started back up in college. And I was going through it all and it was very fun and dandy. Because it's like a card game, but virtual and magic and stuff. But as I got through it, I got really bored because the problem with Wizard 101 is that it is an MMO and MMOs are often grindy. And the fun part about grindy games is that sometimes you have different ways of doing stuff and different play styles. In Wizard 101, it's always go here, beat these enemies to get a random chance to collect this item, and then come back to me with the quest. And when you do that, at some point throughout the game, it's 1v1s, you versus like an enemy. Then eventually it gets to 1v2, you versus two enemies because it's too easy to just beat one enemy all the time. And then eventually you get what are called AoE spells, attack all enemy spells. And that's where the problem lies. So you have a spell that can attack all enemies at once, and you do that in one turn, and then you're done. Or you do a single target spell on each individual enemy. Which one are you going to do? The one that does it all in one turn. So literally, once you get your AoE spell for whatever school you're in, you're just doing nothing but that spell the entire time because it makes the most sense. And it's the fastest way to get it done. So I was literally just using the same spell all the time. There are all sorts of different spells that I really did want to use. I think were really cool, yo, but there was no really reason to. Because I wasn't big into PvP because that was way too complicated for me. And yeah, and it just sucked because I really like the game. It has such a nice concept at heart, but it gets so dang boring because of that. And yeah, and I eventually just stopped playing it after I beat the second arc with Morganth. And I was like, I don't feel like playing this anymore. Bye-bye. And yeah, here we are. Oh, Hella.
Hi, Hella. Hello.
Hello.
Is that a kitty?
Yes, it is.
How adorable.
I've been without her for a day. She's sorry for interrupting if I was.
We were just getting on to talking about the Wizard game.
Oh, I heard a development on the Wizarding game of Harry Potter.
Oh, you have some
tea? resting bitch face one. Sorry, resting.
No, bitch they're face. Adding. They're adding a very popular sport to it.
Oh,
in a DLC. Football? Guess tennis? What? Guess what it is?
Oh, it better be badminton.
It's golf.
Golf.
My friend read that to me earlier today.
Wizard golf. Wizard it's an golf.
April Fool's joke about.
It's gotta be.
It better be.
It better be. I keep forgetting today's April 1st.
Yeah, literally. I made a tweet, and this is all I've done for April Fool's Day. But on Dead by Daylight, my main is Hag. I love me some girl boss Hagatha. So naturally today I had to post something along the lines of, I hate Hag, because Hag is stupid. Here we go. I hate Hag, she's the worst killer. She's so slow and easily countered. Also, she's just camping bait. She's got a terrible design with her power, it's OP and takes no skill to play. Which is completely untrue, in my
opinion. No, it's pretty accurate. She doesn't.
I love. Oh, I'm glad you.
I don't play a lot, but when I do, I play her.
I thought you. Because
of course, I got to play as the old lady.
Yeah.
Girl
boss Hagatha.
The prank that almost got me today was someone tweeted that Joe Biden had died.
Oh, yeah.
That and my stupid tired ass, when I first saw it this morning, when I first woke up, believed it for a second.
Oh my gosh, if Betty
Until White... I read the person's name, and their name was Harrison Crank. And I'm like, okay, no, that's not real.
If Betty White was still alive, I cannot imagine how crazy today would have been.
God, yeah. I remember last year when they said she died today. I feel like she was the butt of many April Fool's jokes for many years.
Probably.
Home.
Yeah, Hella messaged me. I'm going to try to make it to the podcast, but I'm not sure it's going to be close. I'll be there a little after you start recording. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. It's like an open format. Like, the whole purpose of this is so that, like, people can join in, leave.
Okay, I'm leaving then, bye.
No, you're not allowed to.
So then, like, we start recording, and Hella sends me a screenshot of Uber or something, like, doxing themselves. Lyft, yeah. And, yeah, wherever they live. But tell me that...
Well, it's you. I've had you ship a package to me before at my old house.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So you know where my parents live.
So I get with them at 7:38, halfway through the recording. I'm like, yeah, feel free to hop in. Love to have you on. And they're like, still not picked up yet.
I went through 5 drivers.
Oh, my.
5?
They kept picking it up and dropping it. And, like, each time they dropped it, it'd be another, like, 5-10-minute wait for another one to pick it up.
It's probably because they smelled you and you smelled stinky.
No. They probably just knew I had a lot of... I don't know what I'm allowed to talk about on here. But there was a certain festival today in Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay.
Supporting a certain...
Okay.
4th of the month holiday.
Got it.
And I had some of those products in my pockets. But they didn't know that.
You mean the 20th of the month? The 20th or 4th month?
But they do it on the first Saturday of April every year. So it just happened to be on the first today.
April Fools.
This year. Yeah, it rained half the time. It was fun. We sat at Panera.
So, Scythe, anything else that we should know about your spectacular life and your life-changing content streaming and...
TikTok posting...
I
see those.
TikTok is in a state right now, and we're hashtag working on it. I don't know. My thing is, like, a big thing with content creation is that you need a lot of times it's most beneficial if you, like, put yourself down into a niche is what people call it all the time. And they want you to link into this part so that, yeah, have your thing and, like, go through it. And my thing is 7 things. I like so many things. I like doing things. So I'm just going to do me. I'm going to be my own me.
Mood.
And it sucks, though, because, like, that's not the best, most viable content creation strategy. But live love. I'll figure it out. I'll just do things, and people will find me.
It helps with, like, the length of you being able to do it and having the motivation to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't get burnt out as easily.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah.
Honestly,
like, I ain't getting paid for this right now. I'm not making a lot of money. My only motivation is because I think it's fun. So what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Just got to follow the trends and do what you find fun. And
Like the podcast episodes, right? So, like, we might get anywhere between 10 to 20 downloads initially on an episode. So it could be, like, really discouraging that you spend, like, an hour talking, right? 10 downloads. You're like, oh, man. But honestly, I've been having a lot of fun in the conversations because we've been talking about a lot of stuff. Like, we talked about today, we talked about TikTok and the whole, there's a new bill that's being released called the Restrict Act, which is, like, way more far reaching than it should be. It covers everything. The government will have visibility on everything that you do, and they can fine you $1 million and put you in jail for 20 years if you use a VPN to access a site that they block.
Slack.
Jesus.
So, but I like talking about those things because, like, other people talk about it, but, like, not everybody's aware of it. So I feel like if at least one other person knows, it's worth it.
Yeah, I can talk about the government, but she's
I know. It's a tough spot right now. Can everybody? I actually wanted to start another podcast. Yeah, I wanted to do another podcast with my dad, my brother, myself, and maybe one of my nieces. Because that would be like 4 different generations. It'd be baby boomer, X, millennial, and Z.
Y and Z. X, Y, and Z.
Because I think
Gen Alpha is the one after me. I think that's what they're calling the iPad kids. Even though iPad kids, I think, is very good.
Since when?
I don't know.
Isn't Gen Z iPad kids?
I don't know.
The tail end of Gen Z. How do they define how long a generation lasts?
Yeah, for? I know I'm the older end of Gen Z. Yeah, I know same.
98.
Yeah, I don't know.
Y'all are killing me.
I was born in like 2016, I think.
89. Oh my.
89.
Don't, if it makes you feel any better. Wait, I don't know. Never mind.
I have a house with a pool, so, you know.
What?
I said I have a house with a pool, so you know I'm not.
Yeah, we know.
And you have a kitchen.
I have a kitchen that's done. I finished the trim paint this weekend.
Nice. I have I want to say this is a 20 square foot dorm room.
Our kitchen. We remodeled the kitchen.
Oh, kitchen. I thought you said something else.
How many square feet?
I don't know. 20. I don't know how to measure square feet.
It's tiny. Yeah.
Ready? There's that. Bam. Corner.
Bam.
That's it.
It's a closet.
That's it. You might think that's small, but that's actually bigger than my dorm room was when I was in college.
Nice.
My
dorm room, I think, was that size with two people in it.
Yeah, that was how my dad described his. Yeah, but when my dad moved me in here, this is a single, but apparently this apparently could function as a double, and I could see it be very tight though. I'm glad it's not. But yeah, it's a very comfortable amount of space, so I'm good with it. The only thing it's missing is like an island, and I want to break down this wall and add an island. I want to break down that wall and add an island. And I want to break down this other wall. I want to add a walk-in closet with an island in it. Those exist. My aunt has one. She has a walk-in closet with an island in the closet.
Like accoutrements and accessories on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the layout of my college dorm.
Oh. St. Mary's?
And this is
Jolly's in the middle of Gen Z. That's a sleigh. Wow.
She's a youngin.
They were really tiny.
Dang.
I mean, but you had a sink in room.
Yeah, I will say that sink came in very handy when you didn't want to walk down the hall.
That's another thing that's really nice is the water fountain is right across the hall from me. Was it like a shared
bathroom situation where the whole hall shared like one or two bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jolly to James, you are.
Okay. Big thing about dorm situation. So James and Hella, when you two go to college and like you guys are in like a college dorm, here's some advice I have for you. As someone who's done it, here's some advice I have for you guys. Okay. Do not be shy to rearrange the furniture.
Oh, yeah, seriously. No, I did. Yeah.
My dad, when I lived in a dorm, my dad built risers for my bed.
That's awesome.
So I could have a lofted bed because, like, they all advertise, you can loft your bed when you move in and put your desk under it. And then I move in and they're like, oh, yeah, but it's not this dorm building that you can do that in. These beds don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like there's ones that you could stack onto the desk that were like the desk was compatible with the bed to loft it.
That's whack.
Like you just had to get like two risers or something from the dorm, but my bed and desk weren't compatible, so my dad made it compatible.
I actually could loft my bed in this room because I'm 6 feet tall, so if I loft a bed, I'm going to hit my head on the ceiling, but I actually have a higher ceiling because I'm on the top floor, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I hit my head once or twice, but it was worth it.
Last night there was a crazy thunderstorm. I think like aftermath of a tornado somewhere like a while away from us. So like we just got the thunderstorm, not the tornado part. But the wind hitting my window woke me up at 1 a.m. It was crazy. Oh, I actually thought the window was going to
die. I think we got the tail end of that storm, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
What state are you in?
Ohio.
I'm in Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely got the storm part, but not the tornado.
Yeah, same. So it must have been right in between us.
We just had drizzling rain.
So anytime somebody makes fun of me from Florida, I'm just going to reference that you live in Ohio.
Which is
one of the worst.
Yep,
Ohio is default white suburbia at its...
But guess what people are calling Michigan now?
What?
The anti-Florida. Because we're better. At least governor-wise.
I like the weather here. It's nice.
I'm not talking about weather or anything. I'm just talking about...
Jolly, in terms of getting like funding for college, look in like coupon books and stuff. You might be able to find like a 15% off discount code or something. That's what I did. And like, if you just like extreme coupon it, you can get like 95% off your tuition. It's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. And then for stuff for your dorm, there's a lot of places that will have like college student sales.
That is true, yeah.
At the beginning of the school year.
Scythe likes to tell stories.
Oh, I have stories from my dorm apartment, my dorm room.
I'm absurd. I just...
Fires.
We didn't have fires, but we've had fire alarms.
Bed on fire by setting like either their phone caught on fire or they set their hair like straightener on the bed.
So I was an RA.
Oh, yeah, you had stories.
So I'll tell a couple. One was... So it was a four-story building. I was on the first floor at the entrance of the building. And my dorm, when I was an RA, I got upgraded from the little tiny like cell room to a double version of that, where you had like a living room, a door, and then you had like your bedroom area and you had a private bathroom as an RA, which was the whole reason I wanted to be an RA. I was tired of the community bathroom. But so one night when I was on duty, one of my friends knocked on my door and she was like, dude, somebody almost hit me with a tequila bottle from the fourth floor balcony in the courtyard. I'm like, okay, what? And she's like, you have to see this. So somebody from the, there was the fourth floor, and then there was an open balcony in a courtyard, and they threw a Tommy gun shaped tequila bottle over the balcony, and Jesus. It hit the ground and shattered.
Hi.
And you could tell, like, there was, they were having some kind of party in this room upstairs, and campus police was right below my room. Ooh. They were part of the dorm building. So I called campus police, and five dudes just show up on the stairs. And they go up, they handle it, and then I have to sit there with my like pad of paper and write everything down at 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I have to submit a report before 8 a.m.
I saw a TikTok, and someone, here's what I thought RAs were going to be like, I hate parties, I hate fun, I hate all that. But it turns out RAs are just, I hate paperwork.
In my dorm building, there was a whole scandal with the RAs.
Ooh.
Like half of them got fired because they had a party. That had alcohol at it, and then someone under 21 showed up to the party.
Oh, dang.
And they, like, didn't put the alcohol away. And another RA snitched on them because she wasn't invited to the party.
Oh. Yeah, like, honestly, RAs tend to be the people that do...
No, so I was telling James earlier, at 8 a.m. today, there was someone... The showers are, like, right across the hall from me, so they were blasting music in the shower. And at the beginning of the podcast, someone was still blasting music in the shower. And most of the time, my RA is the one creating the noise disturbance. So I don't know who to complain about to this. It's like, not everyone wants to listen to your music at 8 a.m. I'm sorry, bestie.
I loved my RA until he got fired.
Oh.
I would go over to his room and we'd play like Smash Bros. And shit.
Mm, nice.
His room was right across from mine.
Fun. I've always had nice RAs except for this semester. This is the only RA that's, he really is just, he's, I don't know.
It's I was like friends with all the RAs.
No, I wasn't.
I made friends. My connections.
Yeah, I wasn't like super close friends, but we were always like chill. But like this one, he's the one that you would complain to the RA about. But he is the RA.
Yeah, so that's why he became an RA, so people couldn't complain literally, about him as easily.
And Jolly RA is resident assistant. It's pretty much just like the hall monitor of the dorm floor. So if you have a problem with one of your floor mates, you go and say that's who you tell on to them. They're the teacher.
So my whole group was like, we were all really chill, but we had the misfits. Like we were known for having the trouble students because we had the only like solo dorms on campus that were not just for graduate students.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of ROTC people and like troublemakers.
ROTC people were troublemakers?
You wouldn't believe it. Yeah.
They're big children.
And I remember... There was one, and hella, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm going to tell one more story and then we can move on to yours. There was one incident that was the worst. It was worse than the Tommy gun tequila bottle. There was one of my residents in the middle hall because I had three wings. And in the middle hall, I'd walk by their door and I could smell funk coming out.
Reefa.
No, it wasn't pot.
It was just like odor.
It was odor. It was like BO and rotting food and nastiness. And it started faintly at first. Like it just smelled like stale in that part of the hallway. But then it like became more and more like the entire hallway started to stink. And we ended up like, it was awful. We ended up having to talk to the guy. He ended up getting kicked off of campus because like he couldn't be trusted to live in his own room. Sorry. Because... literally it was like hoarders but in that really tiny like 100 square foot space and became unsanitary because it was a shared vent system so everybody was smelling that in that entire hallway it became unlivable.
I wouldn't be surprised if eventually people start smelling it on another floor.
I have odors.
We had to they had to come in and like deep clean the carpets. They had to put charcoal in the room for a week after it was completely deep cleaned by the housekeeping.
My first year, I was in a 6-person suite in some of the nicer dorms on campus, which was very nice, but it was common area. And then there were 3 bedrooms, each housed 2 people. And then there was a bathroom that the entire suite shared. And there was this one dude and he was fine. Oh my gosh. He was very attractive. And he always walked around shirtless, which was very nice. But he also had the worst BO ever. He stunk so bad. I had to get like a Febreze plug-in just to make the dorm room not smell. And the weirdest part is that like
we shared a bathroom. So like, I saw this man get out of the shower. I knew he did shower, but somehow he still stunk. And my thesis is that he probably just didn't use soap because men are not above that, as I've learned. Oh my gosh.
Or they just don't use it well.
Yeah, that. Or maybe just got in there and rinsed off. I don't know. But
have to do enough, his diet.
Like, maybe. But one time he had gone for the weekend. Yeah, he had left for the weekend to go visit his family or I don't know, do something. And we're all just chilling and we would eventually walk out. I was like, it smells like rotten eggs. Oh my gosh, this is so gross. So we eventually went into his room and there were like a bunch of like takeout boxes from the dining hall just sitting in his trash can, like stinking up everything. So he threw that all out and this man was just disgusting. Oh my gosh. The weirdest part is like he did have girls over because his specific roommate did eventually leave halfway through the semester. So he had his whole room to himself at one point.
Wonder why he left.
And yeah, and he was bringing girls over and I don't know how these girls got in there and stayed for that long because I cannot imagine what it smelled like in that room. Just
because they were drunk.
Fair, maybe. Yeah. I mean, he was really hot. I will give him that. But like, other than that, he really did not have any redeeming qualities. My gosh. What was really interesting was apparently he got shot in his stomach at some point. So he had a second belly button because of it. He had a dent in his stomach. So that's pretty cool. I'll give him that. That's pretty cool. He's hot, but very bad personal hygiene. And I
was the only one that cleaned our bathroom that was shared by four people. Because I was in a dorm room where it's two dorm rooms connected by a bathroom.
Gotcha, Jack.
And I was the only one that cleaned it. And I had one of the people in the other room was a very nice guy. And like he couldn't aim.
Oh.
I saw a really funny TikTok about that.
There's reasons why. I couldn't get mad at him over because he had a disability. Shut the fuck up.
When I'm on my own, I'm going to get
clean up all the time.
I'm going to get a sign like in one of those the cursive fonts, like the live, laugh, love font. I'm going to get a live, laugh, love styled sign in the bathroom. It says, "Thou who shan't aim shall sit."
I don't even risk sitting.
That
more,
rhymes with shit.
I just rather sit now.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't sit because who knows who's using the bathroom. But in that suite, when I'm at home, yeah, I sit all the time because it's just easier. But going back to my suite, so the bathroom situation was two toilets, two showers, three sinks. So I decided this is my shower, this is my toilet, this is my sink. I will use those three and I will clean those three. So one toilet, one shower, and one sink was cleaned every week. And if people happen to use that, they happen to benefit. But if they didn't use mine, oh, and there was a difference between the ones that were clean and ones that were not. Oh my gosh. And I was happy with that. That's a big thing that I'm really happy with is like, I don't need my entire living area to be clean. I just need the areas that I'm in to be clean. My roommate was definitely a slob, but he was really cool because they kept all of his stuff in his area. Their mess was in their area. My not mess was in my area. And that I can live with. I can live with that. I don't care if there's like dirt rotting in the sink next to me. If the sink I'm using is clean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I get that.
My first roommate was, he was Peruvian. So he was a foreign exchange student. He had a girlfriend that was still in Peru. And he would talk. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's probably before your time, but those Nextel cell phones that would have like the walkie-talkie feature that would go.
Was that like a satellite phone?
No, it was like a regular cell phone, but the whole thing, like one of their things
it's was before our time.
Wait, was it like a flip phone?
Dating yourself.
Like the phone was and like they had the keyboard that you like couldn't touch and like they didn't have any emoji.
It was like a slip out keyboard.
It wasn't a flip phone. It was probably like, I don't know. Actually, no, it was a flip phone. He would put his phone on speaker and it was like a, it would have a chirp noise. When he'd press it would chirp
like Star Trek,
start talking, and then it would chirp again. She would talk. That's how they would have their conversations. He would talk, and she would talk, and it was all on speaker, and I could hear it. And they were speaking in Spanish, which fine, whatever. He didn't realize that I could understand half of what he was saying, so I then started making fun of him for some of the shit he was like. He was calling his girlfriend like his Reinita and all these other things. And I just started calling him out on it. But he started annoying everybody else in the dorm because he would walk around the hall doing it too. So everybody would hear it. And they were like, "We hate your freaking roommate." I'm like, "I'm sorry." I don't know what to tell you. I live with him. I can't stand him either.
I'm about to have to get up in a second.
That's fine. We're going to wrap it here because we've gone way over our time limit. I'll have plenty to
That's because I joined to make it good. Yeah.
Happy y'all joined. We're going to cut out a bunch of this stuff, so not all of this will make it to the show.
Oh, you're going
to
cut out all the positive things I said about paladins, aren't you?
I could do that. I definitely
he's going to cut out. He's going to cut out everything I said.
I like that. But, I'm down for that.
But love having you guys on the show. Jolly, thank you for popping in earlier. We talked about a bunch of other stuff earlier.
I didn't know the trans day. I could have joined earlier, but today.
It's every week, every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was at 8.
So it's, what, your 8 your time?
Yeah. No, I just thought it was at 8 p.m. I'm at, I think you said
what time zone are you?
I'm Eastern time. I'm
like 7.
Is that 7 for me? Okay.
Yeah. 7 every Saturday. And some Eastern there might time. Be some. Yeah. So there might be some weeks that we have other guests on. I will be trying to get some other guests on the show. I really want to talk to some LGBT authors eventually. Ooh. I want to talk to more LGBT content creators. So if you guys know anybody that you think would like to be on the show.
I might, James, I've rated them. I might see about Witch Doctor. They'd probably love to be on.
Oh, that would be awesome. I like Witch Doctor. Yeah. Which they were being really, really chill yesterday on their
show. Oh my gosh, they're so chill. But yeah, you should try and get Lady Gaga on here. I think that'd be really cool.
Oh yeah, that would be phenomenal. I'm afraid if I was able to get somebody like Troye Sivan on this show, my husband might leave me for him. He said in the past that he would. He wouldn't lose any sleep over it either.
Then don't invite him on. Invite all female artists.
If it's Troye Sivan, I might have a better chance than my husband. I don't know.
My dad is like that. My dad and his wife, they have, she's my stepmom, they have something like that. His is Mariska Hargitay. He loves her. That's Olivia Benson in Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And she's a girl boss. Yeah. She's a girl boss. Love her.
I would go on a date with her.
But anyway, if you guys are listening or watching the podcast on YouTube, you can also join in the conversation. We'd love to have you. You can join in the text chat if you're afraid to talk. Or you can join on video and voice chat if we're talking about a specific subject. You can also submit subject ideas in the discord.gg/LGBTfam. And you go to the little forms thing, you submit, click submit topic, and it'll come up and we vote on it and we'll bring it up the next week. Anyway, until next time, see y'all.